Hey Dex, Kalani said the offense has really been playing well the last couple of scrimmages. What do you attribute that to?
I'd agree with him. Today when we were scrimmaging, offense had a great day, and I'm an offensive guy, so of course I'm gonna give all the praise to the offense. Defense is coming along, but honestly, we were pounding the ball in the run game, and then when we'd go pass game, it was just easy money, honestly. So I'm liking the direction that we're headed.
One other quick question. I know you have a lot of friends at other programs around the state or whatever, having played at Bingham. Do you find yourself defending the fact that BYU is still playing while these other programs are not? Or do you have those conversations at all?
I've had a couple conversations about that. I know I have a buddy down at SUU, and he has some mixed feelings about being canceled, and it's kind of cool being the only, basically being on the only team in the West that's ready and able to play, but no one's really giving me any heat for it, but so yeah.
Matt?
What were some of the highlights offensively from the scrimmage today?
I would say Tyler Algier had a couple amazing runs. He broke off for a couple big ones, and it's impressive to see. You know, when I'm ever on the sideline or blocking downfield, and I just see him make a couple guys miss, even run through some guys. Those were the highlights for me today.
Hey, Jared, and then Jason.
Hey Dax, I asked Zach this, but I wanted to get your thoughts as well. Being a local guy, when you're able to come back and rejoin, you know, go back to BYU, be back around your boys, and kind of create this BYU football bubble, what do you feel like have been the benefits of being able to do that and have that kind of atmosphere right now as you've gone through, even with all the ups and downs and the uncertainties?
Yeah, it's been great to be able to be here with these guys, and during the time of quarantine, it was hard doing nothing. And so when we're finally getting back at it and getting back into the swing of things, it felt really good. And I understand that it's a blessing because not everyone else is able to do this right now. And so we're just taking what we can get.
Okay, question from Jason and then Matt.
So maybe staying on that in terms of still being able to play where a lot of other programs, especially out West, are not being able to do that, where do you feel you will have the most benefit from that? Because you guys have been able to be on campus. You know, we're all in a state where that's been allowed, and some other states it's not. Being able to have practices since June with your teammates and practicing now, where do you think that will benefit you the most once games start?
Yeah, and I'd even take it back to we were able to get 2 weeks into spring ball too, while other teams didn't get the chance to start spring ball. So we had that under our belt, and then obviously being able to practice now, I think all of that will just come together in the games with just like the little things, you know. You know, big games come down to just little moments and inches, and being able to work all the kinks out throughout this whole process, it's a huge advantage for us, I think.
Okay, Matt and Mitch.
What improvements have you seen from Zach, Jaren, and Baylor from the quarterback position?
For Zach, I actually live with Zach, and he's basically just, he's honestly OCD about all the details and about practice and trying to get better. And I've seen him just get better at just understanding defenses and knowing where and when not to throw the ball. And so I've been impressed by that. And Baylor and Jaren are also, I know they're working their tails off as well. I've seen them make great throws, and obviously, no one's perfect. They've missed a couple, but they've done great.
Okay, Mitch and then Sean. I think you're muted, Mitch.
Sorry about that. Good to talk with you again there, Dax. I'm curious, who are some of the guys that you're competing with in that slot receiver role to be that number one guy when the season starts against Navy?
Yeah, right now I kind of bounce back and forth to outside and inside. But currently it's been Gunner and me on the outside and Neil Powell on the inside, which is kind of a change for me. But when, you know, Gunner has been, when he's not in, and it's usually like Chris Jackson and me, or Braden Cosper comes in too. So it's just, but the main three are Gunner Omni, me, and Neil.
Hey, Sean, and then Jared.
Yeah, Dax, kind of similar on that theme. You guys added a couple of wide receivers this year with new signing class and some guys. And watching some of the footage and the photos that are coming out, we keep seeing this number zero in the wide receiver core. What's number zero like out there at wideout? Can you kind of describe Cody's game?
Cody Epps, he's a good kid. He's coming along really well with the playbook. During the summer, he spent a lot of time with just learning the plays, and so I think that was a big advantage for him coming into fall camp. He was able to just come right in and not make a lot of mistakes, and you can see that with some of the other younger guys. When they have issues with the playbook, it's hard for Fessy to, you know, throw him in there. So he's a good player.
Hey, Jared, then Mitch again.
Dax, I wanted to ask about the impact of Neil. You mentioned Neil, and obviously with what he had to go through to get back with the team and now dealing with this right now, what impact does he have and perspective does he bring to the wide receiver group?
Yeah, it's been great to have Neil back. I know early on in his career, he just had issues, whether it's just with his attitude or off the field stuff, but having him back now, he brings a lot of knowledge. I can ask him something. We can always learn from each other. And he, even though he didn't play a year, he still has that experience and knowledge because he's been around. And so it's just good to have another, you know, veteran mind around.
Dax, I'm curious with how there's a lot of returning experience on this year's offense. And so I'm just kind of curious, how much confidence has it just been the fact that all of you guys, for the most part, have gone through the ups and downs the past few years? What is that doing for this fall camp in terms of your guys' production and belief in this offensive system from Grimes and Roderick?
Yeah, early on, years before, we've had talent. And now that we've been around, it's our talent is actually turning into, you know, reliability and kind of being able to master the offense that Grimes and A-Rod and Fessy have all kind of put together. And it brings a sense of confidence looking over and just knowing that, you know, Zach and Gunner and Neil and all the linemen, like everyone knows what they're doing. And it just allows us to just not think so much about like what we need to do. It's just each play, it's how do we beat our defender and how do we make a big play? It's gives us a lot of confidence.
Thanks.